Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. Stall It is a bonus episode. And a main episode, but this is the bonus.
It is. And it's the Stala podcast. And it's where we answer your listener questions that you've sent into Stala at goloudnow.com.
That's Stala at goloudnow.com.
Yeah. Said it just like me. Look at the mirror of voices.
How are you on? How's things?
All good.
You're looking tired.
I don't think I do.
I think I look more tired than all.
I think Joe looks more tired than you.
Kids.
I think he's all like bollocks. Like,
if I'm this tired without kids, I'd hate to see me with kids.
If I didn't know you were actually of good health, I'd be saying you should go to the GP. You know, have you checked your bloods?
Okay. On that note.
On that note, have you got any questions?
I have some questions. Paul from Dunmore East is back.
That's Waterford, yeah? That's the Amish fella.
Yep. Well, he's not Amish, but he knows the community in Dunmore East. And
is that the guy that sent us a video of, he took the audio from the podcast and it was him like farm. On a farm?
No, that was a different man.
That was...
I'd like to hear from him again.
Yeah.
That was... Michal.
Michal, that's right.
He's in West Mayo. Michal, get back in touch. I haven't heard from you since last August.
We miss you, Michal. How are you keeping? How's the farm?
Right, Paul's... First of all, he says, in a recent episode, you were talking about a possible name for Joe's food truck.
Oh.
He said, I suggested Joe might call it whatever Global Gym wasn't. I was saying that's how you would position yourself. Global Gym were your enemies. That other food truck you have a problem with.
Yeah.
So they're the Mondo Burger, the Global Gym,
the Mondo book.
Whatever. But Paul makes a good point that whatever Global Gym wasn't, it was Average Joe's. That was the name of the good guy gym.
Oh,
in Dodgeball.
Okay.
So would you call your food truck Average Joe's?
I mean, it's a little bit above.
Good. It's pretty good.
I'd go with above Average Joe's. Average Joe's is good. Average Joe's is good. I always thought if we started like a coffee shop, I could call it a cup of Joe.
Mm.
I think I said it in free gaff. Wrote it at the
that would be good.
Paul is a teacher.
Fair play.
Good on you.
Secondary school.
Oh,
he wants to know, did you enjoy school? What was your favourite subject? And is there any subject you think should be removed from school? Or any subject you think that should be added to school?
Okay.
I'm sure Joe will have some interesting comments here.
There we go.
I hated school. I didn't even want to finish it.
I hated it as well.
Did you?
Hated it.
What did you hate most about it?
Just boring.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be at home. Feel sick. Not going in. Oh, I just didn't like it.
I just felt bad. Like, I never had my homework done. I always felt kind of, I wasn't the smartest in the class. I didn't care. I cared very little. And the teachers knew that. So I was probably, they probably seen me as like a
lost cause.
Yeah, like a fly in the ointment. Like a thorn on a bush. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here or go down to foundation level. No, I'm staying in ordinary. I actually took history. I went into higher level history. But like they were like, ah, Joe, it's not for you. And it wasn't really for me because you had to stay back after school.
Like, that's you it. Like, if you don't want to be in school in the first place, then you have to stay back to do more work.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah.
But I liked it. I liked the class of history and I liked science. Science was my favourite.
I liked English.
Did you? I liked English too.
Probably because I speak it.
It's a handy, easiest, that's
handy one, already, like, yeah. You know.
But you don't read though. That's going to be tricky then.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just liked English.
And then in terms of, I don't think anything should be taken away.
PE maybe.
That's not in the curriculum, is it?
It was an LCA.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's part of the curriculum. Did you pass?
No.
No?
Ah, did you?
How do you fail PE? I'm just going to sit down for the whole exam. What's it, an exam?
What is a cone?
A joint.
Yeah. Joint of Heshman.
Class looking dumb. Fat at the end, skinny at the bottom. I think they should add in coding. Coding computers, coding websites and stuff like that. So like computer coding. And I also think for the junior cert, you should have to do a theory test. I think all students should do a theory test, like a driving theory test.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably would have helped me. Probably would have been on the road by now.
Everyone. There's so many people that like should. I think that's a necessity in life to know how to drive. Not to drive necessarily, but to know how to do it. To have the capability if you need to drive to be able to drive. Like.
Mm.
I think that should be taught in schools, at least in transition year or for your junior cert or something like that. Mm-hmm. But coding, I think, should be...
There was no real kind of like direction about like mental health and stuff in school. I don't know if it's changed now. Is there a class that specifically like just teaches you the tools to, like, if you ever...
Yeah, maybe SPHE, that's like social, political, and health education. So the reason why I picked Merino College to go to for a school was because when I went to the open day, I went to the science class and he had frogs pinned down and cut open and you were doing like, doing...
That was just teasing you because you never actually fucking do that.
Never done that. Never fucking done that.
Frogs.
Dissecting frogs. Yeah.
I remember seeing that in loads of the... Like, I would have gone to a few schools, obviously, when all the open days.
Yeah.
Loads of them had stuff like that in the science room. Never saw any of that.
Bunsen burners on the go and everything.
Yeah. Total false advertising.
Absolutely.
I remember the opening day for Benevon and I was with me mate. My mate was already in the school and you know like the way they'd have like a couple of students helping out on the opening day and they have a gym upstairs and my mate, the treadmill was gone and it was going like full throttle and he just like jumped on it, two-footed and like smacked his whole face off it.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Just went... from under him and just like walloped his whole face, busted his whole face out.
This class is not for you.
They should teach that in secondary school.
How to walk on a treadmill.
How to walk and run on a treadmill accordingly.
Mm, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
I think that's class that you had a fucking gym. We had a very, very, very small PE hall and the roof was like damp and had, you know, the ceilings that are just blocks of squares and they're just like,
yeah, you could
throw a pencil in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were all breaking apart. And so because they were all breaking apart, they just had a net underneath it to catch all the debris that would just fall down. Like whenever you kick the football, it would hit the ceiling and just break one of the squares, one of the tiles, and it would just break and crumble down and come into the net.
To answer the question then, I suppose. I wouldn't get rid of anything and I would add in how to run and walk on a treadmill accordingly. As a subject, what's the class run time? 50 minutes?
Yeah, 45 minutes maybe.
45,
and
yeah.
Then 5 minutes to get to your next class.
I'll do that.
But we didn't even have showers in there. When we done PE, we'd just be sweating.
Would you?
And then you'd be sweating going to your next class. Fucking
there were showers
bad,
in
you
our
look
school.
Back at it.
Wait, no, I never used them though.
Well, there was a fucking gym in your school. You like went to a really nice school. I did not.
We had no PE.
What did you have?
Nothing. Because I didn't have a PE hall, so we just didn't do PE. Until when I was in sixth year, the PE hall was finally built. But we're in 6 years, so like, you're a bit busy for PE now.
Yeah.
Load of bollocks. They had a football team in like first and second year. I think that was about it.
Do you ever play football for a team?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who's play for?
Charlestown Athletic.
Before taking them
over. So.
Real passion. Charlestown Athletic in your heart.
To this day.
Yeah. You bleed kebab magic.
To this day. We bleed chilli and garlic sauce.
Yeah, I'll add in coding and the theory test.
Something about being able to spot ridiculous bullshit on the internet would be good too. People should probably...
Yeah.
You know.
Then I'd be out of a career.
Should be.
Yeah, how to navigate the internet. That would probably help society greatly in the coming decades.
Any more?
There's more. From Michelle. Michelle previously wrote to us to support Joe. Our discussion around the animals... Was it like all the animals?
Who'd win in a fight or something, was it? Yeah.
And you said the elephant, and we obviously gave you grief over it, and Michelle emailed in to support you with supporting documentation.
Yes, Michelle. Yes, thanks for the backup.
So Michelle is a friend of yours. So imagine you don't get on with your neighbour, and one day you're granted a wish that you can literally have anything you wish for, but your neighbour always gets double that every single time you get it. Would you go ahead with it, and what would you wish for? So, for example, if you wish for a new car, your neighbour will get two, but you'd still have one new car.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever, I would go either, once I can have something.
Is that a dilemma? You'd have to really fucking hate your neighbour.
Let's presume you do.
Okay.
Ned Flanders.
Can I wish that I got constipation or something, and then he'd have like twice the amount of constipation?
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Would you have a bit of that?
There you go.
Like, he's going to have a big deuce, a quadruce, a quadruce.
Or if he's like allergic to peanuts, he could just eat loads of peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I have loads of peanuts, please?
Have a bowl of peanuts so he can have two bowls.
Mm.
And then he's just like carted off. That's bad, isn't it?
I wish I had a big sleep and then like he'd be late for work the next day.
Ooh.
Just little things like that, you know what I mean?
Oh, fuck, that's a good one.
We're not even talking items anymore.
I wish my tyres were a little bit flat. And then his would be like really flat. Yeah, fuck him.
What if you had like a slightly cold shower?
Yeah.
And he had to have a freezing cold shower. And he's like,
Yeah.
I want to have a full bat. And then he'd have to have like, his would be overflowing.
His gaff's flooded.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. I hypothetically hate the man.
Yeah, I could get real petty. I could really dissect it.
But do nice things as well, just so I got nice shit.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, of course.
You and then I'd go, oh, go on, you can have that one.
So, like,
he's still fucking flooded the gaff. I don't know, like a fucking Italian BMT or something.
And then he just gets two. Look, what the fuck am I going to do with two Italian BMTs?
I'll just go, oh, I'll take that one. And I'll get two.
Yeah, yeah. Nice, nice.
So you're still being a bit of a fucker.
Mm.
Oh, I do like a, do you know that fucking hot chili chip challenge?
No.
I'll just do that. I'd eat a Carolina Reaper, one, and then he has to eat two. I'm just going back to fucking wrecking this fella's head.
Yeah, no, it's not about the benefits that you could get from it. It's all, it's like so nasty. It's a good question though. Nice one, Michelle.
So it's all negative stuff.
Oh yeah,
I'd have to be. Yeah,
yeah.
I'd then obviously get loads of money. Sprinkle a fucking maybe a car or something. He gets two.
Yeah, even a gaff, like a big gaff, and then he gets two gaffs. You can only live in one.
Yeah, and then the other gaff is going to be on top of his normal gaff, and then it'll just crush it, and then he have no gaff.
Well, that'd be gas, man.
Right. Anyway. Jason says, Darren, don't listen to Joe about Frank. Jason has a friend who owns a pug named Shadow. Shadow was 17 years old and still going strong.
Was or is?
No, no, is.
Is 17. There's no way that he's 17 and still going strong.
According to
Frank, yeah, I'd more believe like 17 and still going.
Yeah, still hanging in there. Keeping him alive. How old is Frank again?
Seven. That's I could 70. Have him till I'm fucking 40 odd.
You
that's
could?
The case.
Oh yeah, if you live to that age, yeah.
But that'd be good. Thanks for the clarification there. Makes me feel a little better about what you said.
Yeah, you've another 10 years to go.
Joe, did you used to have an old YouTube channel?
I did, yeah.
What was the name?
Joe.
Yeah, so Daniel has been on. He sent a screenshot and said, is this Joe's old YouTube channel? He said, I used to watch music on it about 12 years ago and I only recently copped it might be him.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Yeah, that's where the old Barry Keoghan videos from and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
He must have seen that after the Talking Bollocks gig.
Oh, probably, yeah, yeah.
Shout out on that.
Yeah, you used to watch music on it.
Janine says, Joe, she says she loves podcasts. Gets her through her workday with a smile on her face. She went on a break from work and in the queue in Kay's in Donamead, who did she see? Joe, and she presumes your wife.
That's right. When did she see that? When did she see us?
She hasn't given days or dates.
Where was it?
Because we were only in Donamead just a few days ago, so it must have been then.
Where was it?
In a shopping centre. Did she say Cain's?
Kay's.
Oh, Kay's. Yeah, Kay's, we were in Kay's. Yeah.
Kay's
yeah.
Cafe.
Kay's Cafe, yeah.
Nice stuff, that.
Yeah, it's nice.
There's one in Blanche, isn't
it? It seems to be in all the...
If you're looking for me, I'd be in the one in Blanche.
Yeah.
She said you had a stunning furry hat on that covered your ears and all. You have it today.
That one there.
I have it there today. Yep. Yeah.
You look fab. You're also a lot taller in real life.
I know. That's what I get. I get that a lot. I am tall, like.
Janine wanted to say hello, but she decided against it in case she ruined your breakfast.
Do you know what? We were looking for a cafe for a fry. I'm always on the hunt for a nice cafe for a fry, and there's none.
There's a couple in Donamead.
Give me some
food fair in Finglas Village.
That is not Donamead.
That's not his area.
Yeah, but you could just go close. It's close enough.
I don't have the fucking Finglas.
I would for this fry. I would. I'd definitely go to Finglas for that fry.
I was never in Donamead Shopping Centre before. That was my first only time I was ever in Donamead Shopping Centre.
I was never in there.
How long have you lived in Coolock?
7 years now.
Oh, is that the one with the big Tesco?
That's Clare Hall.
That's very fucking easily mistaken.
No, so you're just so hooked on Northside Shopping Centre you haven't ventured to Donamead.
They're very similar. In the sense that they have literally everything the exact same. Like they don't have a K's anymore, but they did have a K's, and they have like that IT Star, the fucking electronic shop. Like they have all of these shitty little chat time, like all of these shit shops that I didn't know were franchises. But like you just go to all of these shopping centres and they all have them. They have them in Clare Hall. They have them in Donamead Shopping Centre. Does Baldoyle have a shopping centre?
No.
If they did, there'd definitely be a K's there. Is there a K's there?
No, don't believe so.
No.
No K's in Charlestown.
There's
Eddie Rockets though.
Yeah, that's fancy shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, Janine's question is, what's your favourite breakfast of all time? And what would be one breakfast you would banish?
Banish.
Oh, fucking something to do with avocado would be gone.
Would you get rid of the salmon avocado on toast?
Yeah, see in a while.
Jam on it and all.
Talk to you later.
Who puts jam on that?
Relish, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Relish and jam are very different.
They're very similar.
No, for the purposes of this, they're very different.
Ballymaloe relish is way different than jam.
Thank you.
Very like jam.
One is sweet, one is savoury.
Like red sauce.
None is savoury. Relish is not savoury.
Yes,
relish
is
sweet.
No, it's not. Relish is just like ketchup on steroids. That's what relish is.
So that's not...
Relish is like ketchup with pickles.
It's relish is sweet
as a tangy kind of like...
Yeah, tangy. Like jam.
No, that's sweet.
It's fancy ketchup.
Oh, you want to bring it out and get an avocado, pickly. Salmon and brown bread, and then you put a bit of
pickly.
Relish.
Pickly relish.
Yeah. There's a bit of vinegar in it. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But it's still very sweet. There's loads of tomato in it, loads of sugar in it. Like probably more than there is fucking added sugar put into jam. Mm. And there's a lot of fucking 75% sugar, some jams.
My nanny loves jam.
And marmalade. Everyone's love marmalade.
That's disgusting.
Get rid of that.
What fucking orange spread on toast?
Ugh.
Get on me.
My favourite breakfast is
a fry.
Yeah, yeah. Two sausages, two rashers, beans, black pudding,
no beans.
White pudding, hash brown.
No beans, no mushroom, no tomato.
No beans.
Gives an extra sausage there and an extra rasher.
How do you like your eggs?
I like a man with a twist. Fried.
Fried egg, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can fuck up a fried egg and it doesn't cook the top right, and then it's still jelly just on the top.
Spoon the oil out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or flip it. I don't
just mind. Yeah, flip it for a sec. If it wasn't a fry, I'd have to say now, an Eggs Benny is nice.
That's
with hollandaise
disgusting.
Sauce and a slice of bacon under on the muffin. That's pretty good. McDonald's breakfast, though.
What, do you like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no,
the breakfast sandwich things.
You just feel like you're eating
muffin. Oh, no, they're good.
Like an egg is not supposed to look like that.
Oh, fuck, though. That thing goes off the wall.
And a sausage in the shape of a burger. Get that away from me, man. It's rotten.
I love it.
I hate it now. Well, I don't hate it. You have it regularly, but regularly.
Regularly. I fucking hate that. I have it every day.
But a close second would be a bowl of Wheatos.
Chocolate Wheatos.
I know, but it's fucking class.
Though. Cereal in general is just not a class breakfast at all.
Sugar Puffs. Gorgeous.
Well, that's like a fucking dessert.
I know, but like if you're going for...
It is nice though.
It is nice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You wouldn't let yourself...
Cookie Crisp.
No, I thought too much.
Yeah, definitely
too far.
Did you ever see them fucking Nesquik? Fucking, is it Nesquik Crave or something? Kellogg's
Oh,
Crave?
Yeah, yeah.
That's just madness. That's like eating fucking Starburst for your breakfast with milk.
Mm. I think I'll go with Sugar Puffs instead of Wheatos, but it's a close one. I like the Nesquik ball.
You'd be eating half a box of Sugar Puffs before you had any kind of filling in your stomach though.
Yeah, no,
even Frosties are fucking covered in sugar.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Really bad.
Granola's nice though.
Fuck off.
Yeah, a bit of chocolate, little bits of chocolate in it.
Granola's got a lot of sugar too.
Granola?
Yeah.
Not this one.
Natural sugars though. From the raisins and all that. And just from the seeds and all that.
Yeah.
They have natural occurring sugars. There's no added sugar in it. It's all natural
and
12
chocolate
grams
in it
sugar.
Is dark chocolate.
What is your second favourite?
An Eggs Benny.
And what was your first?
A fry.
A fry, yeah. A
few sausages.
Brown bread or white bread?
Ah, white.
Real butter or dairy gold?
Dairy gold.
Really? Of a real butter? Never in a million
years. I don't
years.
See the
dairy gold is real butter, isn't it?
No. It's like
the real butter, that's like rock solid that you just like...
Is dairy gold margarine?
Yeah, like that's real butter.
Yeah, that just breaks your bread.
No, if it's... Like you leave that... You don't have to put that shit in the fridge. People put it in the fridge and it goes rock solid.
Yeah. Is there any fucking difference? It's just butter.
It's not.
It's different.
It's different. Creamier. Gorgeous. Oh, you can't beat a bit of real butter. Salted.
Would you have a fry once a week?
More,
minimum.
I'd say.
More?
Yeah. I'll have a heart attack now in 2 years.
Fuck it.
It's a race between me and Frank. Who's going to die first? Thanks very much for listening to the bonus episode of the live show in Vicar Street on April 6th. Get your tickets on ticketmaster.ie. There's still a few tickets left, but not a lot.
Yeah.
And they'll be gone and you'll be raging. So get there now.
You'll be sobbing. You'll be sobbing because all your friends will be going and you won't. You'll be like, oh, I should have got them when they said it.
And there won't be freebies. There won't be giving free ones out. Isn't that right? You tell them.
Won't be giving free ones out. Told them there. What they're saying.
We'll talk to you Wednesday.
See you then.